For the Purpose Critique Review and Education, the Shiny Squirrel Podcast presents...
Hey, I'm WC Chronicles, and it's the middle of the week. I'm here with Jersey Mike, and we're going to do a critique review and educate you on Taylor Swift's new song, the music video, Look What You Made Me Do. Now, this is all new to you, correct?
Yes.
Good.
Yes, yes.
Good. So, let's play the video. They're going to listen to the audio, but we're going to watch the video because the video actually has a few more lyric lines additional at the end.
Oh, nice.
Because then after that, we're going to come back in. We're going to talk about what all the media has been talking about the connection to Right Said Fred, I'm Too Sexy. But I got it connected to Jimi Hendrix.
Oh, nice.
You're going to love this because they have not even... We're the first ones. I'm the first one to get on this. So let's take a look at it, okay?
What you just made me do.
I don't like your kingdom keys. They once belonged to me. You asked me for a place to sleep, locked me out and threw a feast.
What?
The world moves on, another day, another drama. But not for me. All I think about is karma. And then the world moves on, but one thing's for sure. Maybe I got mine, but you all get yours. But I got smarter, I got harder in the nick of time. I rose up from the dead, I do it all the time. I got a list of names and yours is in red underlined. I check it once, then I check it twice. Oh,
look what you made me do. Look what you made me do. Look what you just made me do. Look what you just made me do. Look what you made me do. Look what you made me do. Look what you just made me do. Look what you just made me do.
I don't trust nobody and nobody trusts me. I'll be the actress starring in your bad dreams. I don't trust nobody and nobody trusts me. I'll be the actress starring in your bad dreams. I don't trust nobody and nobody trusts me. I'll be the actress starring in your bad dreams. I don't trust nobody and nobody trusts me. I'll be the actress starring in your bad dreams.
I'm sorry, the old Taylor can't come to the phone right now. Why?
Oh, look what you made me do. Look what you made me do. Look what you just made me do. Look what you just made me do. Look what you made me do. Look what you made me do. Look what you just made me do. Look what you just made me do. Look what you made me do. Look what you made me do. Look what you just made me do. Look what you just made me do. Look what you made me do. Look what you made me do. Look what you just made me do.
You guys!
Stop making that surprise face. It's so annoying.
Yeah, you can't possibly be that surprised all the time. What's with that bitch?
Don't call me that.
Y'all? Oh, stop acting like you're all nice. You are so fake.
Oh, there she goes, playing the victim again.
What are you doing?
Getting receipts.
gonna edit this later.
I would very much like to be excluded from this narrative.
Okay, first impressions. What do you think, Jersey Mike?
I see three performers that she kind of combined in there.
Yeah.
I've seen Madonna with, I'm trying to think of the name of the song.
I definitely saw some Britney Spears.
Britney Spears and Katy Perry's Dark Horse in there.
Yeah.
With the sitting in the bathtub with all the jewels and the way the video is and stuff.
Yeah.
So I see a mix of people that influenced her.
Yeah, I mean, watching that for the first time, I for me, it was like a sudden flashback on MTV back in the day when there would be a world premiere video.
Yeah.
And you were there every time to see that, every hour on the hour. And there, so she does go through a lot of character changes there. It reminds me a little bit of Phil Collins doing Billy, Don't Lose My Number, where he does all those different personas and characters.
Yeah, talking about that with Phil Collins, there was an old episode of Miami Vice when he played Phil the Shill.
I love that episode.
I love that too, when he was dealing the drugs and
yeah.
stuff. I'll tell you what, Taylor, you hit a home run with this one.
Yeah, it's coming. I mean, that was really good. But now here's the thing. She has given acknowledgement to the two brothers from England who make up the band, Right Said Fred.
Yeah.
They are going to make a buttload of money because she sent them I don't have their names off the tip of my tongue, but she sent them a bouquet of flowers and a thank you note and everything. But here's the thing, okay? So you can hear where the Right Said Fred, I'm Too Sexy,
yeah.
is in there. Because it's been 23, 26 years since that was done. You kind of connect Right Said Fred to Taylor Swift, okay? So my first thought is, eventually when she goes on tour, is she somewhere going to invite them on stage?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely, because it's that whole 80s mixture,
yeah.
where's my 80s comeback shit. And long story short, they're going to be up on stage and you're going to have a
yeah.
new career for them, a new bloodline.
Yeah, I mean, I was looking at their website, they still tour little short 8-10 day tours around in England and in Europe and
too
stuff.
Too sexy for their shirts.
Too sexy for their bankroll.
That's it.
But here's the thing, I started doing a little more digging, and did you know it actually goes back and starts at Jimi Hendrix?
No, I didn't know that. Wow.
So you go Taylor, you go Jimi Hendrix, Right Said Fred, and then to Taylor Swift. So here's the story, okay? So when they first recorded I'm Too Sexy, it was very much not what the song was that we've come to love today.
Oh, wow.
Okay? They played it for people, and they said, turn that crap off, okay? Eventually, they gave it to a friend of theirs, a DJ in England, a guy named Tommy D. He was an acquaintance of Richard Fairbase. He was a programmer of electronics. He took the original voice, and while the guitarist for Right Said Fred at the time was a guy named Ray Manzoli, added a riff borrowed from the Jimi Hendrix song called The Third Stone from the Sun. Not one of the bigger Jimi Hendrix hits, but still.
One of his original stuff.
One of his original
wow.
things. So you go, actually, you're going Jimi Hendrix, Third Stone from the Sun, then into Right Said Fred, where they borrowed that thump-thump bass line in there, and then Taylor Swift took it.
Yeah, along with pieces of Madonna, Katy Perry,
yes!
Britney Spears, and a couple other artists.
All right, list a nerd list off her head. Who would you consider seeing Taylor Swift perform with? Madonna, definitely. I would say Cher. Cindy,
Pat Benatar.
Cindy Lauper.
Oh, yes. Tiffany.
Blondie.
Debbie Harry.
Debbie Gibson.
Yeah. All variety of different stuff she could do.
There's a plethora because her voice, I mean, please don't do anything
her
with Britney Spears.
Her voice and her looks
yeah.
look incredible.
I gotta say, she's just on that edge of doing that speak, sing thing.
Yeah.
That's what Britney Spears does. But nobody wants that. At least I don't. So, I mean, it's gonna be interesting to see how this plays out. Because if it does play out, we will come back and extract this in this podcast when we'll say she was on stage with Right Said Fred and we said it here first and
That's
we've
it.
Acknowledged the Jimi Hendrix
and
thing
say
first.
Hello to Gilbert Gottfried's camp because you'll be saying this after us.
Yes.
Have a good night. I like the video.